There's so much in this parasha. I'm shayach. Never shayach. Not shayach to end. But I don't even know where you can begin. Where do you begin? Anyway, so rather that's in the Shabbos. Shabbos is a parasha, and it's also parasha's parah. The Shabbos parah. Pasuk has Acher Shabbosai Tishmaru. So talk about Shabbos. No, the beginning, then we'll go on to something else. Acher Shabbosai Tishmaru. So Rashi says that the word Ach is a meat. So Mayit, Shabbos, we don't do Melechus Mishkan. Shabbos, we don't fill the Mishkan. In fact, we learn out all the Melachos Shabbos from the fact that we don't put the Mishkan on Shabbos, so we know that those are the Melachos which the Torah prohibited. So, Ramban asks on Rashi, how does this Rashi work? Because usually the word Ach is Mamayit. The next word, so Ach Eshab Sosai, it should be Mamayit Shabbos, the opposite, that Shabbos, we should, Ach Eshab Sosai Tishmaru, Ach is Mamayit, I should have said, not to keep Shabbos when it comes in some case. And I would have said the opposite, I should have made the drasha that the Mishkan is Docha Shabbos. Ach Eshab Sosai Tishmaru, Mamayit Shabbos, that on Shabbos you could do Melechus Mishkan. Rashi has the drasha the opposite way. Rashi interprets the drasha Ach is Mamayit, that the Mishkan should not be done on Shabbos. So the Ramban questions this drasha. So he wants to explain the idea of the drasha according to Rashi. Now, of course, this week's Pasha, the great event of the Pasha, is the Maisa Egel. And you know that there's a connection between the Maisa Egel and the Melechus HaMishkan. So Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Egel was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever told Moshe the Tzivui of the Mishkan and the Ramban. Well, if you want to Rashi, the egel was first, and then Parashas Truma Tetzava should have come, because the tzivri came after the tzivri. The Mishkan, according to Rashi, was a kapara for the egel. The Ramban learns, and the Zohar learns, no, that all the parashas are kaseda. First, it was a tzivri to do the Mishkan, then there was an egel, and then they did it. So now, let's understand the connection a little bit between the Mishkan and the Egel Azor. So he says, the Ramban writes that through the Mishkan, the Jewish people were able to go back to the Maila of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because the Shechina which rested in the tents of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we know that the Shechina was in their tents. They had the Mishkan, the Shechina was an Am Yisrael, so the Am Yisrael became like the others. That's what the Ramban writes in the Akdom of the Sefer Shmos. So he says like this: the fact is, the others themselves didn't have to have a Mishkan, a special place, a special structure for Hashem. They themselves were the Mishkan. They themselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu rested on them as people. The others are the makovah for the Shechina. The Reishis Rabbah says, Ashes Pei Beis. So, if the Jews would have kept the Maila that they received at Matan Torah, they would have stayed at that level. They would have been like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Shechina came to Asinai. There was no Mishkan. There was no Mishkan. The Jews themselves, the Am Yisrael itself, was fit that Har Sinai could be the Merkava for the Shechina, that the Shechina should be on the people themselves without a Mishkan. And what would have been was that had that remained, had there not Chas V'Shalom or Aleinu been a sin of the Egel, so then what would have been is the Shechina would have been with Am Yisrael directly from Har Sinai, and then they would have gone right into the Eretz Yisrael and had the base of Migdash, and of course they would have returned to the Matzav of Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Moshe Ben would have been the Mashiach, and he would have had Tikkun Olam, and the whole world would have become, the whole world would have changed, not only the Jews, but also the non-Jews. Everybody would have seen that Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody would have changed. It would be a completely different world, like it was before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. The base of Migdash, which would have been built, would have been a base of Migdash for the whole world, not just for Am Yisrael. And by building the base of Migdash in Eretz Yisrael, the whole world would have become a holy place. It's a beautiful word here. Shem Migdash would be a Tzorach HaOlam. Ayudei Kriyas HaMigdash for Eretz Yiskadesh Kol Kadu HaOretz. So it wouldn't have just been for Am Yisrael, it would have been for the whole world. But unfortunately, the Jewish people fell from that level. So they couldn't feed themselves a Merkava for the Shechina and then build a base of Migdash which fixed the whole world. They needed their own Mishkan while they were wandering around in the desert. The Mishkan was not for the world. The Mishkan was for Am Yisrael, to fix Am Yisrael. Through the Mishkan, they could fix all the things which got shattered, so to speak, all the sparks of Kedusha which shattered when they did the sin of the ego. This would be according to Rashi. Right. So this is the whole point that there's a very great level of tikkun which had to take place in Am Yisrael after the Egel, which was done through the Mishkan, through the Shechina helped them. What exactly is the tikkun? I mean, tshuva, basically. The tshuva means a person understands that he's a very, very lowly being, very ignorant compared to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And this way he breaks himself, his heart is broken, he measures himself against what he should be, what he should do. And when the, in the Jews in the desert, they see the Mishkan, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu there day and night, the cloud and then the fire, they realize what kind of tremendous obligation they have to be at this level. And this is how they break their hearts more and more, and they cleanse themselves and bring back all the sparks which scattered. Now, really, this kind of tshuva, which is for a person to break his heart and thereby be able to rediscover the Kedusha, this is supposed to be done during Sheshes Yimeyachon. So this is during the sixth Sheshes Yimeyamaisa. Sheshes Yimeyamaisa have a purpose. Sheshes Yom Kasim Malachim. 6 days of Maisa for us to do whatever we can, but realize that we're inadequate, we haven't done enough, and we're not at the level that we should be, and therefore we do tshuva, we realize the greatness of Bar Olam. This is a cycle which we do during the 6 days of Maisa. Shabbos is not, this is not the avodah of Shabbos. Shabbos is not supposed to be this kind of melancholy or frustration, breaking of one's heart. Shabbos is just love. Love and tremendous closeness and a desire to get close to the Ribono Shel Olam, both on our part and on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's part. It's two lovers who come together again, we and the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not a place to be sad. Not a place to feel inadequate. It's just a place for joy and ava and ratzon. Ava and ratzon and katzanu. So therefore, on Shabbos, it's a completely new way of coming close to Hashem. It's a way of love and kindness. Ava and ratzon. This is how one gets close to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. However, on Shabbos, we're not doing the process of gathering all those sparks, because to gather those sparks can only be done through the process of tshuva. It's a different process completely. So we still have work to do during the week. So that's why the inyan of the Mishkan cannot be done on Shabbos. You can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, because the work of building the Mishkan means the work of breaking one's heart and making oneself a cover for Shechina. This has to be done during the week. This can't be done on Shabbos. Shabbos becomes close to Bona Shalom in a completely different way. So that's why actually the miyut is in both directions. It's a miyut that Shabbos, it's a miyut in Shabbos to answer the Ramban's kasha. But being Mamayat Shabbos, that Shabbos is not fit for the melacha of Mishkan. Shabbos is a day in which we get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu in a completely different fashion. So now we can move on to another dimension of this idea. We find that the Chazal made a gzeira not to do the sprinkling of the mayim of the paraduma, the mechatos, should not be sprinkled on Shabbos. So if someone has a Tamei Meis, he has to have himself sprinkled with the Mayim of the Paraduma twice, Yom Shlishi, Yom Shvi. It turns out one of those days is Shabbos, you push it off the day. So he actually doesn't do it on Shabbos. Why? Because they say, Zeru Shemri Avareni, people might carry the water on Shabbos, so therefore, they said not to. So he says, everybody knows that the Zohar says, every halacha, there's a reason in Nigla that we understand it from a simple halachic point of view, but there's also a reason in the soul. There's also the derech of Limud Torah of the soul. There's a reason there why certain halachas way. This has nothing to do with Nigla. It's a different approach. Because we have our Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Davar. So the Zohar writes our Pishnayim. So it's our Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Davar. One is the Nigla, explains the Nigla, and the Sod also explains the Nigla. once heard from the Rav was the Menachem of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbetzin. So they had a discussion there, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe's brother-in-law, Rabbi Gurari, told the Rav like this. He says, what's the chiluk, he said, between the Ariya Kadosh, and Balatani. Some of that one of the Rebbes, one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes said, to explain the difference between the Ariya Kadosh and the Tanya. So he said like this, the Ariya Kadosh took Migla and made it Nista. He told us the Sodos, which underlined that what we think are simple, obvious halachos, or simple, obvious psukim. So he showed, no, that there's a different level, there's a Sod level. So he took Migla and he made it so. The Balatanya did the opposite. Balatanya took the soul and made it Migla. So the soul of the Ariya Kadosh is very hard to understand. He says things, but many of them are very, they're Muslim, very unclear. The Tanya took it and made it clear. He took the soul and made it Migla. That was the soul. Anyway, there's always going to be a soul. So the scribe knows, what is the soul? What's the reason, the mistah? Why you don't sprinkle paraduma on Shabbos? There seems to be some kind of a clash at a deeper level between the concept of paraduma and Shabbos. This Shabbos is Tasha's Parah, so we have to understand this. So he says like this. We know that there's a famous drasha in Dvarim, the Perek Zayin, the pasuk Atem Hama'at Mikol Ha'am. So Rashi quotes it in Gemara Chul and Peites. You are the most humble of all nations. Not that we are the smallest in number, but we are the smallest in our. We don't walk around with a tremendous pride like other nations. We are humble before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Other nations are proud. So this is the soul of Am Yisrael. The soul of Am Yisrael, the root of Am Yisrael is. And whatever they understand, they receive from God, any havana, any idea, any regesh, any experience of elokus, of godliness, they realize that it's only a drop in the ocean. There's so much more that a person can achieve. There's so much more a person can experience. So in other words, they have this anivus. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us some ruchnius, we know there's so much more. You say, I understand Rashi, but I don't understand the Tosfos. I understand the Tosfos, but I realize I don't really understand the Mashar. I understand the Mashar, but I don't know the Tosfos HaChoshen. And it keeps on going like that from again and again and again. So, the idea of the Hanivus, Atem HaMa'at Mikol HaAmim, the Am Yisrael, because it always realizes that it's not enough. Whatever it has, but it can have so much more, it goes again to the next level. The person gets the next level and says, oh, there's still so much more I don't have. So what happens is a person moves ahead to a certain level of Kedusha, then retreats, says, oh, listen, he feels that I haven't done anything, there's still nothing. So there's a sort of humbleness, pulling back, and then jumping forward again and going to the next level. This is a cycle. So therefore there's no limit to how high a Jew can go, because the Jew is always climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing, because he always has so much more he can achieve in spirituality. That's why he said a beautiful pshat from his father, Avner Nezer, said that Gleital said, there's a medrash, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peches, that the Shas Matan Torah, the Jews ran back, every one of the Seres Adivis, they heard the Dibur, they ran back 12 mil. The whole camp is 12 mil wide. All of the Jews are living in an area of 12 mil. And they heard the Dibur, one of the Seres Adivis, they run away 12 mil. And the Malachim bring them back to where they were. And then they hear another time, the next Dibur, again they run away. And again, the Malachim bring them back. This happened 10 times. Every time they heard the Dvar Hashem, they run away and come back. Run away and come back.
They only heard the Dvar Hashem
four twice.
And they heard it 10 times simultaneously.
good. Anyway, they're running back and forth 2 times or 10 times.
Good.
You know, maybe 20 times. Yeah. And every time they're running back, they get pushed forward by the angels. What does this mean? It means like this. When they hear a dibur, they realize that whatever they know from this dibur is nothing compared to what they could know. So it's as if, so they run out. We still know nothing. The malachim bring them back to understand what they read, what they heard. And then they hear the next people, and again they go back, because they realize that they're inadequate. So this Hama'atim Kol Amim, that the Jews feel inadequate, is symbolized by this retreat and then coming back. You hear the dibur, you had a certain level, you hear it, oh, I'm not really adequate. So wonderful. But then, oh, I should do more. I get this, I absorb it, and I go higher. So next time.
What happened after the 10th people? They come to stay back from
it. No, Malachim, maybe they, I don't know. Malachim probably brought them back.
Maybe after the 10th people, they didn't have to do
nothing. They knew enough. They realized, maybe. I don't know what to say. Now, this is also, he says, on Pisod, the Indian of the Paraduma. You take ashes of the Torah and you put them on Naim Chayim, you put them on spring water. So what is this? The Efer Torah, the ashes of the Torah Duma, are a remez to Hachno and Bittul, to Anivus. Ashes represent Anivus, some nothingness. How do we know this? Because the Gemara says in Chum Peches, Rashi also quotes it, when Avraham Avinu said, V'anochi offer v'efer, zochu bonov v'efer pala. Avraham Avinu said, I am nothing, I'm ashes, I'm dust. So at that point, because he felt he was nothing, he said it, it was zochu v'efer pala. So it's clear from that medrash that the efer pala represents hachma v'anov, bitul yesh. Mayim chayim, spring water, is a remez for Torah. For getting to the source of life. Kol Mayim Chayim Es Hashem. God is called in Tanakh, I'm the source of Mayim Chayim. The waters of life. So in other words, like this, you have water, means Torah, source of life, Eitz Chayim, Hilo Machzikim Bo. And you sprinkle on it the Efer, means you sprinkle on it this Hachno and Bittul. In order for someone to achieve Torah, and the ashes, of course, rise to the top, because the ashes float on the water. So in order to get to the bottom, which is to the water of Torah, you have to begin with the ashes. The Nochi Ofer V'Efer. To begin the Nochi Ofer V'Efer, you can come to Torah. The Gemara says that Ma Mayim Yodim L'Mal L'Mato Kach Be'Torah Yodim the Malamata, that Anivus is the basic way of kingdom Torah. A person understands that there's so much to learn, so much more to know. It's not about Gaiva. So therefore the Efer Pala goes underwater. People never learn, people don't learn, seem to be very satisfied that they are perfect people or complete. It's a very strange phenomenon. The people who learn nothing or very little, generally speaking, are very satisfied. They think that they are on a high level. But they're really mistaken. The more person's away from real Torah, the more he thinks that there's nothing wrong with him. The more person learns Torah, the more person realizes that he's nothing compared to the tremendous ocean of Torah. There's nothing in the knowledge of Torah, there's nothing in terms of his tzidkus, the level of spirituality he should be based upon what he's learning in Torah. Torah produces a tremendous anivus. And then this anivus makes a person learn even more. So it's back and forth, back and forth. The more I learn, I become an anav. An anav, I learn more. And this is a cycle. This is a cycle. And I can say from my own experience that Baruch Hashem, I was zocha to be with two great rabbeim, the Rav Zichron Livracha and the Moshe Feinstein, both of which were tremendous on Navin in their limud atzayim. There were two gedol hadar and the greatest on Navin in limud atzayim. They both said constantly, "I don't understand this. I don't understand that." They have to work very hard to understand something else. And working on themselves also spiritually when they meet those and hug us is an amazing thing. I was always astonished to come into a shul with the Rav, the greatest the Gadol in the world, and he's getting stuck on Taisus after Taisus. This Taisus is difficult, it's stuck. Works so hard to try to figure it out, so they don't understand it. Such an amazing, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So this he says, is built into the Torah. The Torah overwhelms you so much that you realize that whatever you learned is nothing compared to what you could learn, what you should learn. The same thing when it comes to spiritual levels. So whatever spiritual level I have, I realize I could think of Baruch Hashem, and this Hashem could be much more. So this anivus which a person has turns that into a motivation to climb up the ladder to the next level. And go, this is the way we do it. This is the secret of Parajuma. The secret of Parajuma is Anivus and Talmud. Well, Shabbos, we said before, is not a day for a person to feel inadequate. It's not a day of Hachna, Anivus, Shvirus HaLev, Tshuva. It's not such a day. You don't do Tshuva on Shabbos. You know, you're not allowed to mention Chatayim, not allowed to say. Shabbos is so close to the Bomish to Olam, and the Nam is flying. Nam is flying. What am I supposed to feel? Inadequate? I'm flying the Bomish to Olam throughout the world in space. And I'm tremendous. The Nam is a tremendous honeymoon of love. Nam is. It's not that I feel inadequate, but a honeymoon on Shabbos. Abba Duratso. So, Leila. Shabbos is not a day for the Paraduma. Not a day for the Hachna and Anava, which the Paraduma represents. Shabbos is not Paraduma. Just like on Shabbos, you don't do the Avodah of Malachas and Mishkan, Binyan and Mishkan, which also represents this concept of Hachna and Anava, the Shvirus Alei. Shabbos is the Pasuk, it is a very nice Pasuk, the Divya Yomim. Beis, Perik Yitzayim. It's a famous pasuk. Now, Yigbal Libo B'dache Hashem as well. Yigbal Libo B'dache Hashem. Person goes way up and he does the Avodas Hashem. So therefore, Shabbos is on fire. This is what we got. Yigbal Libo B'dache.
So we get a high.
We get a high. Shabbos is singing the song higher and higher.
Yeah.
The athlete will sing higher and
higher.
The Shabbos song.
Specifically about Shabbos.
The Shabbos song.
That pasuk.
He says no. He says that pasuk relates to Shabbos. The pasuk is we're talking about a certain person. He believed that he had. He was very high in his avodas Hashem. In a certain way, you can say Shabbos. Did I learn Beis? How do you say? So Beis Yitzayim. So he says. Shabbos is Gadlus Adam. Because we're one with the Bonish Shalom on Shabbos, so it's Gadlus Adam. During the week, we need a Shiflus Adam, Achnon Anavim. Of Ma'od Ma'od, the Rambam says, Ma'od Ma'od Heavy Shval Ruach. During the week. During the week, I have to reach Mendes Adam. Shabbos, I'm flying with the Bonish Shalom. Flying with the Bonish Shalom, so. It's a Yigba Libo for the Dach Hashem. It's a Godless Adam.
When you say Shiflus Adam during the week, so how does that...
That I spoke last night.
What you said last night.
Right, so Shiflus Adam, you see God. You see Godless through the Bonish Shalom. Shiflus Adam is to see Godless
through the Bonish Shalom. But not directly.
Not directly. You shouldn't do it. The way you get the shiflus, I spoke about the fact that you won't be able to. I said last night, the name of Shem Shmuel, he says, that you can get the shiklus adam by directly attacking the geyser, which a person is. Every person has a natural geyser. So you can attack it. Yeah, we said it here. So you can attack it directly. Or you can, by looking at how great the bonus problem is, you realize that the Meiran is an Achnuma.
Or
right, and that's much better. That's much better because you're not taking a sledgehammer and destroying yourself. You're inspiring yourself to try to get up to the bonus problem. Of course, I realize how great he is and what I am. You shouldn't be even against yourself.
Exactly.
To not be against yourself. You're great.
Exactly.
But compared to the Gomesh and all those, I'm nothing. So I'm great. A person should not be against himself. I should be for himself. That's what Shlomo is wrong. It's very good. So that's during the week. Shabbos, but during the week there is this Indian of Shvir Salev. Shabbos. And Mamish climb up to the Baruch Hashem himself, makes me, embraces me in the war, and we sing and dance together on Shabbos. L'chad Daidi, we say it from the Chodah, L'chad Daidi, we walk together with Shlas Kavot and Shabbos and Kavot. We walk together with the Kodesh Baruch on Shabbos. Now, we have to say about Pesach, because we're all in 30 days before Pesach, so I have to talk about Pesach too. He says, Pesach, it's an unbelievable thing. Pesach, the holy of Pesach, is to jump. It's dilug. It's jumping. Kodesh Baruch Hu Pesach. The word Pesach means to jump. So if he sowed, again, if you see this, the secret of the word Pesach is that we jump to a tremendously high level. We jump here from our every normal level to some super level on Pesach. And this leap, the highest level of spirituality, does not come because I work on it. It's not something which a person achieves because of his own efforts. It doesn't come from doing tshuva, because the Jews in Mitzrayim, they didn't do tshuva, they were redeemed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev is a case. Nasis Mash Amar Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just did what he wanted to do. He lifted them up. He took them from the slave pits and brought them out of Mitzrayim to the Kriyas Yamsu. This whole thing, you see, Mitzrayim is pure rachman, pure chesed. There was no din, there was nothing which a Jew did there to deserve it. It was pure chesed and rachman. And there's every Pesach like that. Every Pesach. Pesach is an unbelievable yom kippur. Every time it comes and it lifts you up, it just takes you and lifts you up. You sit down to the Seder and you just get lifted. You're taken away in a magic carpet which takes you up to the land. So this is in the Shemayim. It's one of these things which happen from Shemayim comes and takes you. So in that sense, Pesach is like Shabbos. That's why Pesach is called Shabbos. Nochos HaShabbos, Tisbu Chamishim Yom. Pesach is like Shabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos. The 2 days that the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and sweeps us up in love, embraces us and carries us away. Not something which we do on our own or achieve. It's a pure from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. So that's why the thing is that we do Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh. Because logically, we should have really done Parshas HaChodesh and then Parshas Parah, because Chodesh means get ready for Pesach. Get ready for Pesach. I go, if I'm coming Mace, I have to make a Parah too. So really, we should have read Parshas HaChodesh and then do Parshas Parah. Why do you do Parah first? So the Medrash says, Yerushalmi says, Megillah Per Gimel Halacha Hei. Yerushalmi says, the din who shetad in Chodesh lefala lama paro kodemet shehi tarasim shal Yisrael. Really, Chodesh should be first. Why we put paro first? Because paro has to do with the end of the tahar of Yisrael. So what does this mean? It says like this: that first, it's always good, even though Pesach means the Kodesh Baruch Hu sweeps us up without any effort on our parts. It's all Rachman, Abba, the Ratzon, of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Abba, the Ratzon, and Chaltam, with the Shabbos. But of course, if a person prepares before, gets himself ready, he can sweep and go up even higher. Obviously, rather the tzaddikim who work on themselves the whole week, their Shabbos is a much higher Shabbos than our Shabbos, since the simple people. Same thing with Pesach. Someone does a hachana, his Shabbos is so high, much higher than the average person's Shabbos, because even Shabbos and Madregos, the Shabbos, many Madregos. So that's why we want it to be swept away and paced after the highest possible level. In order to get there, we should do our own hachana. So we do Pasha's power first. First, we should do power, go through the process of tshuva. Achnan and Navon, and then you can go to Pesach to this Baruch Hu with Suf. This is one of the most secret, most deepest, deepest parts of the Torah. And Baruch Hashem, Rezochet, Hashem Shmuel, Magala, some of the sogos. Unbelievable sogos. So God tells Moshe, Moshe Benes says, I want to see you. I want to see you, Rabban Shalom. So God says, you see my back, you won't see my face. So Rashi says, what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu show him? What is the back of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He showed him the Kesher Shel Tefillin. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kavyachal, wears Tefillin, just like we wear Tefillin. So he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the map of the head of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So his father, the Avnei Nezer, Tekle Tal, said, the tefillin is a lashon of machshava. It says in Bereishis Memches, "Re'ei fonecha lo filoti." So talal means to think about. It means to be connected to thinking. Re'ei fonecha lo. I didn't dream. I didn't think I would ever see your face. So lo filoti is a dream, to think, to imagine. The kesha of the tefillin is the connection of one's thoughts with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kesher Shel Tefillin is on the back of the head. It's the Kesher Lashon Hiskashrus. Because kashrus means it, to be tied, to be connected, to be bound with your Rosh Hashanah. Tefillin is basically God's names. Tefillin, the Gemara says that the tefillin is more than the tzitz. The tzitz is only one name. The tefillin has many, many names of Hashem in it, inside. So basically, and I'm supposed to be thinking about tefillin as long as I'm wearing it. Tefillin is also b'het hachadas. So what are my thoughts supposed to be? The kesher shel tefillin, connected with the name of Hashem, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name is part of the kesher, Shin Dalet Yud. It's the kesher. So I have to be connected with the name of the Rabbono Shel Olam. So I'm connected to God. So this is what tefillin does, to machshava. Moshe Rabbeinu was always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never had a chadash 24 hours a day. Even when he wasn't wearing tefillin, he was always connected. He had that level of connection. We get that connection somewhat when we put on a pair of tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu was always connected. That Amodi Modi, he always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he sees the kesher. He has sees the highest possible kesher. So he sees the kesher of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what his father said. This is a very deep shot. But he wants to add something else to Hashem Shmuel to this. So like this, the Gemara Brachos, Ba'avavim et al, discusses the tefillin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Tani tefillin demore alma ma'akas akum. What's written in the tefillin of the Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says, it's all about the Sukkim of Am Yisrael. The greatness of Am Yisrael. Rika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Brachos Abba Menalach. Amnam Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael. Atam Asisumi Chativ Achaz Ba'olam. Shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You Jews consider me unique. When you say a God is one, unique. Afani Yaseh Chem Chativ Achaz Ba'olam. I consider you unique. Shenema. Who is like the Jewish nation, such a unique people? Shrecha Yisrael, Anisa Elokim, Sitcha Elyon Akol Amim. So we see clearly that just like our tefillin is basically the sign of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's uniqueness and discussions of his and our commitment to his mitzvos, is also Kivyocho in the other direction. The tefillin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu means what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu think about Kivyocho? Think about how great is a Jew. How unique, how wonderful is a Jew. This is what Kodesh Baruch Hu, think about this all the time. Mamish, Kodesh Baruch Hu, think about this all the time. How great the Jews are. That's the tefillin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the tefillin of Am Yisrael. It's basically Abba. It's a tremendous love. We love Hashem Yisbarach with all our hearts and all our souls and all our might. And this is our thoughts are filled with this completely when we put on the tefillin. Abba Hashem. And the same thing in the other direction. Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin full of Abba Yisrael. He loves every single Jew. He knows how special they are. This is a connection. This is the Rambam writes, by the way, in one of the Ruchim. When two people think about one another, the more they think about one another, the more they become one. That's Rambam. Yes, why do you call it one? Because they think of one another, they become one in machshava. Yeah. So the same thing, Rambam calls it the highest level of a friend, the closest friend you can have is a chaver of the machshava. You and he, or you and she. Usually it's you and she. Zach and the Teva share the same thoughts. They have the same thinking. The Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are continuously thinking about one another. And the Rambam writes this in that own time. I'm not making it up. The Rambam writes that the way a person thinks about the Ribbono Shel Olam is the way a person should think about the girlfriend that he loves. So if I say a boy or a young couple, a husband and a wife that just got married, so his mind is continually filled with the thoughts of his young bride, and how is she thinking continuously of her Yom Chasson, the wedding day, the wedding night, the Shabbat Brachas, their minds are filled with one another. This is the way a person's mind is supposed to be filled continuously with the love of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This year, this is Shabbos. This is Shabbos. Shabbos is the highest. Abbas Hashem. Abbas Yisrael. Shabbos. So this is the tefillin of the Rebbeinu Shlomo and our tefillin. This is the kesher between both of us. He said, "Emerge with regard to this today."
How come we don't find Shabbos then?
Because Shabbos doesn't. Because Shabbos has
anything.
Shabbos has it. Shabbos is in the Shabbos. Shabbos. He said like this. The Kesha. He said, "Kesha shall fill it. Kesha shall fill in. The letters Kesha are the reverse of the letters Shabbos." Doesn't grant. Sheker ain't level grind. Sheker has to collapse eventually. But Kesher lasts forever. That's the Kesher. And what does it mean? He says it means like this. For after Shem Lakacha b'chol avav b'chol konasha b'chol meodecha, Rashi says, b'chol midu midu shemod edloch, b'en b'mi de tovo, b'en b'mi de ro, b'mi de pronis. Whatever God does to you, it's Abbas Hashem. You're connected to Hashem Yisroch no matter what happens. Everything which happens, the person feels that this comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the good and the bad. When the good happens, of course it comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And when the bad happens, you say, "Good, thank you for giving me something just like I power." Everything will happen. Olam Hazeh, instead of been suffering in Olam Haba, for different failings and chatayim, so Yisroch gave it to me, Olam Hazeh. So even the felonious, even the punishments, I thank Hashem for giving them to me. It should be a kapara. I should have the kapara in this world. So that's why Yerushalmi says on the pasuk, "Is Yerushalmi brachos peyotes alachahei." The pasuk in Tehillim Nun Vav, Elohim is a very beautiful pasuk, beautiful drash in Yerushalmi. So Elohim ahal al davar, Hashem the yudkei vavke ahal al davar. What is David HaMelech saying? David HaMelech is saying, "I praise Hashem, Elohim, when I get punished, and I praise Hashem when I get good things, the rachman. Praise Hashem for the din, for the rachman." This is a famous thing that the Jews, you see for a fact, when din, Nebuch, when there's an onesh, and Am Yisrael, what happens? Am Yisrael does tshuva. Am Yisrael becomes closer to Hashem. So we're continuously. So therefore, this love, which is at all times, connects us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says a beautiful redak. You can look up this redak. This redak, I think he says, is in the Tehillim. Where is this redak? Anyway, as Yeshayahu, Peruch Avav, Pasuk Tezayin, says, Yeshayahu says, "You the Jews, the Am Yisrael," he says, "Am Yisrael is like a woman giving birth, shaking, screaming. So were you before Hashem." He compares Am Yisrael to a woman in labor. When in labor, it's very, very painful. She's screaming, she's crying. Because you Jews, you're like the woman in labor. You cry before Hashem. What does this mean?
The reward afterwards?
So what is it? He says the pshat from the Radak. The Radak calls his father. So when a woman is in labor and she's unbelievable pain and suffering so much, she knows that this came from her husband. She was together with her husband. That's why she had all this pain.
So
she should curse her husband. We never heard Chas V'Shalom, a Jewish woman in labor, should curse her husband for causing her all this terrible pain. She doesn't do it. In fact, while she has all this suffering, she loves him even more. She said, that's Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is a little in pain. While we suffer, we love Hashem even more, even though we know he caused us the pain. God, you mind him with this question. This was Adak. I'm just the name of his father.
That's
Adak. It's unbelievable. But he knows the Adak. You see, he knows the Adak. You have to learn the Adak. Not just Hasidus. You can't know Hasidus without the Adak. That's what you see. But only Am Yisrael can do such a thing. Only Am Yisrael. Because Yeshayahu himself says that Goyim, Lahavdo, when they get punished, when they suffer, they curse their gods. The curse, if you read poetry, make you take poetry. So now you know why you learned this poetry. You see the difference between Am Yisrael and Goyim. Because the Goyish poets, when they suffer, when they're suffering, they curse. They say, they curse the day I was born. I remember some poets. He curses the day he was born. Who wrote that? He was also a God. He was a Jewish. He was a God. A Jew would never say that. In all Tanakh, Jews suffer. They don't curse the day they were born. No, they don't curse he who gave them life. Because Jews always appreciate what God is offering for them. Goyim are different. They rebel against their gods if they suffer. Yes?
What about the Shoah, though? A lot of people, there was a Shoah
But that's not the Jewish. It's not. Well, that's a natural response, but that's not the Jewish response. It's a natural response, so it's a Nebuch. But I'm talking about the classical nation, Am Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael, or the Tzaddikim. You want to know how to react to such a thing? You know, look at the Tzaddikim. Read the Eish Kodesh. Do you ever read the Eish Kodesh? No, it's the Yesenas. You must read the Eish Kodesh. You cannot see a full moon without. Right, the Rebbe of Warsaw.
What is it?
He had the drushes he wrote. The drushes he wrote during the time of the Shoah. Not he wrote the Chodesh HaTalmidim, but it's.
What the Chodesh HaTalmidim says, how we do that.
Yeah, but you should read. But you should usually. But you should read the Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh. And the drushes he gave, it's a miracle that we ever got it, because what happened was he was killed.
Losses.
He hid it underneath the floor. He survived the whole burning of the Warsaw Ghetto. And it was discovered by a boy, Polish boy, after the war. He sold it to an American soldier. And that American soldier brought it to a YU rabbi. It was a chaplain, a Pastor Shechter. J.J. Shachter's father, he was the chaplain who got hold of the Eish Kodesh in the manuscript. He brought it to America and they published it. The holiest book in the world, the holiest book in the world. There, the man, he's the Rebbe of Warsaw, the ghetto. And his drushes, and all the drushes, full of giving Jews hope. Never chas v'shalom, never cursing God or cursing the day he was born.
That's the whole hashtag,
right? It's the holy.
The grass, the zach, and the velv is in the end of the period.
That's Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, man, is such a holy nation. Am Yisrael loves Hashem in good and in pain. Very good. Otcha ki ani sani. I praise you with the only, with the suffering, because I know you will be my Yeshua. This is Am Yisrael. This is the ending of the Kesha. This is the Kesha film. The area is such a deep shadow of Kesha film, never such a thing. So now, this is the Kesha of the film of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Promishon is so connected. This is Amish. Unbelievable. Simcha. You're going to have such a Simcha now. You had to, but till now, you wait till you hear this world. We just explained the Kesher of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kesher of our film. Now let's explain the Kesher of the film of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's been hit to Zit Mika Am Yisrael Ge'echad Baretz. the kesher of Kodesh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, the same way that Am Yisrael is mekushet to Kodesh Baruch Hu, in good and in bad, we connect to Him. The same way, kibyochel, the reverse direction. Kodesh Baruch Hu is connected to us in good and in bad. About when the Jews are good, they do Torah and mitzvahs, about it, Kodesh Baruch Hu is connected. But sometimes, Achman Islam, Am Yisrael is rebellious. Jews are doing chatayim. Jews are not keeping Shabbos, they're eating treif, they're mechali, they're Yom Kippur. Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu connected? Yes, he's connected. His love doesn't change, like the woman in childbirth never abandons her husband. He is connected. Is it, how do I know this? It's a pasuk where he could tell Zion. Shochen itan besof tumasam. God rests in them in their tumah. And Chazal say, Yuma dafim and Zion and Aleph. Afilu bezman shehem. Tumei Rashi calls it in Chumash. Shechina shuah b'nei. Even when Jews are tumei, completely tame, the Shechina is connected. Right. Goes into Golos. This is the Kesher of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even if Jews are no good, it seems no good, the Chitonius. But Abbas Hashem does not at all falter, it's just as deep as always. The Ego will see, the Ego will see, we'll come to it. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu always so connected to Am Yisrael? What's the source of this Kesher of Abbas Yisrael? Every Jew, no matter how distant he seems to be, is so close. Because we have two bechinos, this is what I spoke about also. We have two relationships to Hashem, Avadim and Banim. In Kavadim, in Kabanim. An Eved which misbehaves, an Eved which doesn't listen to his master's commands, the master fires him, sells him, gets rid of him, chases him away. But a Ben? Son, or a father to chase a son out of his house, or a father to disown his son, never. No matter how bad the son is, the father is loyal. You see it clear, see it clear. Millions of cases, I don't have to go into details. Our parents are the most loyal friends of their children. I said it on Shabbos. The children don't realize it, how loyal the parents are. The parents will take any kind of nonsense from the children. Still remain loyal parents.
Why would Nora say anything about the Basra that would be the Western Hashem? There's one of them that the Western Hashem.
Oh, that being. Yeah.
Right?
He was against us.
I heard that I was shot there.
Yeah, right.
I see Shabbat. That's fair.
Right, because you always found it.
Even when he doesn't do it.
You always found it. There is a Gemara that says you always found
it. There's
a Machlokas.
What is more?
There's a Machlokas. And I think if you have a Kivra,
It says
that even if we do bad things, we're bunny.
Even according to that man, the Amar, I don't know the Gemara, but it might be only to tell us what is more nicker.
That's more nicker.
When we do bad, we do go into Golos.
Right.
If was the bunny which was the most prevalent, then we wouldn't even go into Golos.
Doesn't care.
That's good. What do you
rest that is that when it says Rosh Hashem. It's talking about, it's not talking about somebody, it's talking about what the minister said. He is, son loves his father.
Right.
So when we do the Rosh Hashem, we go to the minister's sin, it's not like an Evan, just does what his master says, you have to go wash my feet, so wash his feet. Son, knowledge, do as much as he can. I'll look around, it's not just because he's going to be kicked out.
Right.
So when we do the Rosh Hashem, we do go beyond that. If we do the Rosh Hashem, we do the Ava, it's like bonus, because we love what we're doing. We do it. We don't do the Rosh Hashem properly. We're acting like a brother, we're zombies.
Good, very good. That's good. But the emissaries were always bottom of the mockery. I think, it's your mayor. The monk Kedushin Daf Lam and Bava Madal, but mayor, I knew it was your mayor. The mayor Omer, Bain Kahu, Bain Kah, Atam Kuyim Bunim, no matter what, you always bunim. And we pass like him.
Yeah.
About it. Och, see this passes like him. This is with the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov was Magala, that Allah is like with mayor. That no matter how old a Jew is, he's a Ben, and you better watch out not to insult the child of the king. Someone insults, I think it's the Gemara says, how can someone insult another Jew? He says, well, that Jew is a chote, and he does this, and he does that, he's a bad guy. But if you insult the son of the king, let's say, what's her name? Chelsea Clinton. Let's say Chelsea Clinton, but someone have the nerve to insult the daughter of the president. America today is it's not a normal country. We're talking about a normal country. Normal country. Like, race, America 25 years ago. Someone dare insult Dwight Eisenhower's son or John F. Kennedy's son? Of course not. Because he had Derech Eretz for Melech, for Malchus. So how can someone insult the children of the Rabbanu Shel Melech Malchim Lachim, Mamish princes? Every Jew is a Ben Melech. It's Halacha also. We ask him. Every Jew is a Ben Melech. Al Pi Din. It's Halacha.
You can't say Losar.
Right. Right. And Rashi quotes it a few times. So it says. Rabbi Malcolm Mishamel Hem Lami Atam Yomel Hem Bnei Bnei Kel Chai. Jews are always children. The sin is an external event. It's a coincidence. The sin is not the etzem. The sin which a Jew does is not his shorish. The shorish of it is only Torah. 100% Torah, not 99% Torah, 1% Torah. The shorish of every Jew is totally Torah. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu sees. And every Jew is connected to that shorish. Now sometimes the shorish is covered up, it's secret, but it can always come to the surface. Always. It's unbelievable if you see the shorish of a Jew. Unbelievable. I tell you, I just had the other day in my house, a boy, he's 19 years old, and it's a swell. Something about his brother's also 18. So, so he says to me, his brother now finished the yeshiva program, he's going into the army for 3 years. He's not doing Hezbollah. I said, why doesn't he want to do Hezbollah? It's only a year and a half. He said, I'll tell you why. Because he wants to be in the Sayyera. Sayyera Jamatkal. See, that means he wants to be the top of the top. The top of the top. The most elite commando troops. So I was thinking to myself, I was mamish astonished. This is, he told me this 2 days ago. This is after, in the last 2 months, 10, at least 10 of the members of the Sayyarot have been killed in Lebanon because they do the most dangerous thing. Just last week, 4 of them were killed because they went, they go across. They go into enemy territory behind the line.
People don't even know where they
live. It's terrible. And in Lebanon, it seems to be very, very difficult. And the mamish being killed, 10 within a few months. So I was saying to myself, how can the boys be so excited? I know myself, like the boys in the Shiva, Shiloh, the mamish, they fight to get into the elite, the commandos. So they're not, these boys are not necessarily the biggest Talmid HaChachamim in the yeshiva, and they're not necessarily the ones who daven the most. The answer is the shoresh. The root, their shoresh is to be most nefesh b'am Yisrael. They have such an avas Yisrael that the core of their being is to be most nefesh b'am Yisrael, the shoresh from avas Yisrael. That's where you see that the shoresh of every Jew is so deep, so pure. But you don't know when it's going to come out. This is the kesher which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his tefillin to Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think about the chatoim. You know the chatoim is stupid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that the av of Am Yisrael, the shoresh of Am Yisrael. The shoresh of Am Yisrael, the av of Am Yisrael is so deep. It's limitless, it's infinite. Any other nation go through 2,000 years of pogroms, inquisition, holocaust, and still be loyal the way we are? Never. Right, Jew, you can't even tell the new generation. See, my parents are holocaust survivors. my generation, a little bit, the children of the Holocaust, so we have a little bit that's rubbed off on us. But your generation, my children, there's no trace of all of the Holocaust. It's not much. They're so firm and davening and the simcha as if it never happened. It's amazing. The koch of Am Yisrael's Avos Hashem. Am Yisrael is such an Avos Hashem that Avos Hashem is indestructible because it's a kesher of tefillah, the knot of the tefillah. It's a kesher of Am Yisrael to Hashem, the kesher of Hashem to Am Yisrael. No matter what the Jew does, no matter what garbage the Jew seems to be throwing at Hashem, Hashem's Ruach loves us, he doesn't care. Doesn't mean anything. It's totally, totally dedicated to Am Yisrael. It says, Mika Am Yisrael Ko Echad Baretz. This is the kesher of Am Yisrael, of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mela, why was Moshe Rabbeinu the one to be zochet to see the kesher of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He saw it 100%, the Yisrael Zacholai. We get glimpses of it. We get glimpses of it because we see, for example, on Medinat Yisrael, a few million Jews standing against hundreds of millions of Arabs, put together all the Muslims, 800-900 million, put together other nations who are against us, with billions, and a few million Jews are sitting there, and the davening by the Kesef Maravi, and the learning, and the saying Tehillim, and it's fine. This is only Abbas Hashem. Hashem is Baruch Abba for Am Yisrael. God loves us so much, He does miracles. So we get glimpses. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw it all the time. The Abba of Hashem, the Kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. Saw it all the time. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zorcha L'chach? Hold your seats. Put on your seatbelts. Here's something, Ramish. The last three words in the Torah, it says, Kol Yalla Chazaka Sha'asam, talking about the greatness of Moshe, it says, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. So Rashi writes, the last few words of Torah, Rashi writes, what is the Le'enei Kol Yisrael? What do all the Jews see? So Rashi says, Zun Shvira Saluchos. The breaking of the Buchos was the greatest act which Moshe Rabbeinu witnessed in his life. The Torah finishes off with the final three words of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness. With the Le'enei Kol Yada Chazaka and the Le'enei Kol Yisrael broke the Luchos. Why did breaking the Luchos, and Chassidus breaking the Luchos is a Kabbalah, is a tremendous thing. Why did breaking the Luchos is the greatest thing Moshe Rabbeinu ever did? The Torah finishes off with the praise that he did that such a thing. The answer is like this. The Jews Nebuch, they did the Egel Azov. Egel Azov is such a terrible thing, coming on the heels of Matan Torah, such a terrible, terrible drop. Kodesh Baruch Hu was ready to really, really punish them. It would be a Holocaust. We already went. We had a Holocaust. There would have been a Holocaust there in the desert. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that to happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and he broke the Luchos. When he broke the Luchos, God had told him, deliver the Luchos. So he consciously went and violated the Tzivri Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that by doing that, he would have his own Holocaust. Because if someone, the Navi, is told by Tzivri Hashem to do something, and he doesn't do it, he's Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim. It's a get of a Navi Sheker, a Navi Shekovesh Nevuasa. A Navi that doesn't listen to his own rule. Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chayiv Nisa more than Nadav and Avihu, who also Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim. But they did it really. They did it with toast. They made a mistake. No one says what they did was amazing, but they did something which is Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim with a toast, and they made a chaman. The Kodesh Baruch Hu killed them on the spot. Moshe Rabbeinu did a Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim, amazing. He broke the Luchos. He was told to deliver the Luchos. So, the Medrash says, what was going on? Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, the Ribono Shel Olam, you want to kill, massacre Jews, it's a Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim for doing the Egel Azov. But you can't do it to them without doing it to me. I'm also Chayiv Nisa B'Dei Shemayim. destructive because so you're going to massacre them, and I'm in the Holocaust. I'm also going to be massacred. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do such a thing? Because that's such an obvious Yisrael. Couldn't stand to see how the Jews suffer, and he would get away. He would not suffer with them. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go back to Mitzrayim. Had to be together with Am Yisrael. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael all the time. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Ruchos. He says, if you mochel me for the Ruchos, you mochel them. And if you're not mochel them, you're not mochel me. That's the condition Moshe Rabbeinu gave. He said, Rimayim, if you're not mochel them, Mcheni no mesifu choshek asafta. And I also have to be punished to make the Ruchos. At the highest level, she is a Ruchos. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up everything for Am Yisrael. It's all Olam Haba. This whole Olam Haba, because if God forbid there would have been a Misa B'day Shemayim for Shvira Saluchos, then Moshe Rabbeinu would lose Olam Haba. And that means that we would never get the Torah again. The Torah would be lost forever. It means the whole of humanity would have disappeared. Moshe Rabbeinu did it because he didn't want to see Am Yisrael disappear. He didn't want anyone to survive. If Am Yisrael disappears, no one survives. Such an honor for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is everything. So Shvira Saluchos is the greatest act of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. That's why the Torah finishes with Shvira Saluchos. Now say abroad, which I heard from Rabbi Wolfson, Mashgiach Shlita, Rabbi Das, who always says this word, that the Ra'ina call Yisrael, every Jew, call Yisrael, yes, the Ra'ina, every Jew, the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of the Jews, the worst Jew, is in Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Yeshekel Rabbah. It's the lowest level. Lowest Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want any Jew to be lost. Even Sheva Dan. Even the Nechshorim. The ones who are thrown out of the Machmir. The ones that Amalek. Amalek attacked. This is Rabbi Wilson's words. Very nice word. He said it before. Amalek attacked. So who did he attack? So the Medrash says he attacked the Jews who were Obed or the Zara. They were thrown out of the Machna of the Ananei HaKavod because they had the Pesel Micha. They had a certain Obed or Zara called Pesel Micha, which you can ask us about later on. The Sefer Shelter was brought up. So the Jews in the desert were the certain Jews, and they were not allowed to come into the camp because they were Obed or the Zara. They were outside. And those are the Jews that Amalek attacked. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the top of the mountain and he lifts his hands and he davens to Hashem and doesn't let go. For the Jews are okay with the Zohar. And Hashem Yisroch says, for what Amalek did, Mocho Emcha, I will destroy Amalek. Amalek has no right to attack the worst Jew. Don't forget the Jews, every Jew, every Jew is the top of the time. This is the Ava which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every Jew. This is the Ava which every Jew has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the secret of the tefillin, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries. It's the Shem Shmuel. The Shem Shmuel is covered.
Because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do both.
He chose Abbas Yisrael, right. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to go with Abbas Yisrael. Don't forget, it says Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the May Sota, in the water of the Sota, he tells the Kohen to be Mocheh the Mayim. He tells the Kohen, take the Shem Shemayim and to erase it in the water. Today, Lasso Shalom, the Ishli Ishta. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was so concerned that Ish v'Isha, that the married couple should have Shalom, that he says, my name should be erased, Lasso Shalom. In order for Abbas Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives up Kiddush Hashem, his own name. Because Avos Yisrael is basically Avos Hashem. Because if I love somebody, then I love who they love. And it's true. If I love my wife, and my wife loves her sister, I will love her sister. If I love my wife and she loves her parents, I will love her parents. It's the only way I can be treated loyal to her, is as I show loyalty to the people that she's loyal to. Ava is loyalty. Ava is kesher, as he says here, kesher, loyalty. So if she's loyal, then I'm loyal. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loyal to Am Yisrael, no matter what Am Yisrael does, HaShem Itam eat himself to Masam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with every Jew, no matter how distant, how tamei, how defiled he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. Fullest Ava, this is the kesher of his tefillin. As if I'm also completely, absolutely dedicated to every Jew. And I can be sure that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. That's his Ratzon. So this. Okay. So this is why Shabbos, coming now back to Shabbos, because we always have to mention Shabbos. Shabbos is a gift which Jews got because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yitmach Moshe from Mount Maskelka. Shabbos is the gift that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us because Shabbos is the Keshem. It's this love that we said before, the day of Shabbos is the day of Ava. Ava is Hashem and Ava is Yisrael. There's no machlokas on Shabbos. It's asur, halacha says. It's asur for a person to raise his voice on Shabbos. It's asur for a person to get angry on Shabbos. You know the famous word of Nachman. Nachman says that the only way a person could ever get angry is if he doesn't have love. Without love, it can be chas. If there's love, there's no chas. So therefore, Shabbos, there's no sinner, there's no chas. It's only Ava, for Ava will rock some. This is the gift of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the rules. Showed us what true love really is. Because God rewarded us by giving him the Shabbos. Giving Shabbos to us. Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu is the same. Shabbos should be Zoche to the Neshama of Shabbos. The Rishonim said, beautiful story, that a person can sometimes get that Chosen Rabin's Rebbetzin. She gave a gift. She was standing on the road. She was very poor. She needed 2 pennies to buy 2 camels for Shabbos. They were penniless. This rich playboy drove by on a horse. It was Friday late in the afternoon. He basically was a Machal Shabbos. So he stopped to see this poor lady, and she asked him for 2 pennies. He says, 2 pennies? I have millions of dollars. Here, take 2 pennies. She says, you don't know what you did for me. I can now light the candles of Shabbos. And bless you, you should have the blessing. You should have the neshama of Shabbos. And he ran his horse, he drove away. Shemayim, the Chosen Levine was davening Mincha at the time. So he went up to Shemayim. Right away, the angels dragged him and says, what did you do? What did your Rebbetzin do? Look at this playboy. So Machal Shabbos, she eats trade, does everything wrong. She gives him like a bracha, having the Shalom of Shabbos. You can't have the Shalom of Shabbos. So he says to the Beit Shalmal, he says, no, he can have, every Jew can have the Shalom of Shabbos. You don't believe it? Give him the Shalom of Shabbos for only 1/2 an hour. That's all. Not the whole day, 1/2 an hour. They agree. Compromise. He gets in the shamu for 1/2 an hour. As he's driving his horse, all of a sudden, he says, where am I going? What am I doing? That lady says you have to buy candles Shabbos. Let me go back, you know, it's very interesting. What is Shabbos? He turns his horse around and goes back. And then she invites him, of course, he comes to the house. sits there for half an hour. Chazan Lublin, he never leaves. Turns into a chassid, and one of the highest rabbis that existed. No one knows his name, it's a secret. We come along with God to Tzadik. But he got to the Shem of Shabbos. Shem of Shabbos is the Shem of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shem of Abbas Israel. We have Abbas Israel, Abbas Hashem. There's no place for anything else. We should have to be Zocha, having the Shem of Shabbos, having the Shem of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we should have the Kesh of Tzvillin. Moshe Rabbeinu is Zocha. Shalom.
Ah, I'm feeling no, 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 I'm feeling